Previously on 1P D&D.
Oh, we gotta make friends with a bard.
You were friends with a bard. You know a dude back in...
Two strings.
Three strings. Hey, whoa. Hey.
Do you know what her deal is?
She came here guided by something when she found that spear.
I want to mage hand and grab her staff from her.
Give that back to me!
How about no?
She reaches up to you and she goes, I'm not the only one.
You are looking at a djinn.
I am bound to a horn.
If I set you free, can you save me?
A djinn is as good as his word, and he hands you a broom.
No. Wait, can I fly on this?
Lord Neverember is out here on official harbor business. The harbor sent him here to investigate some strange druidic cult.
Oh, okay, cool. Great. All right, well, I gotta fly.
To the helm at high sun. Up to the top for the descriptions. I wrote them up here thinking it would be easier, but inside it's actually not. Right across the road from the Swinging Sword stands a ramshackle two-story tavern. Rusty metal grills cover its small, dirty windows. The name is very clearly printed in large, simple letters on both sides of a jutting wooden sign, atop which is a rusting warrior's bucket helm with two eye slits. Inside is a large, dimly lit wood paneled tap room. I assume you go inside.
I do.
Great. Across the back of the tap room is a long bar with three copper candle lanterns hanging over it. Behind the bar, hanging at intermittent distances, you can see heavy wooden cudgels, presumably for handling bar fights. Two servers are walking around the ground floor. One's a jovial but grasping man. And then there's a androgynous looking kind of person with blue skin, looking lackadaisical and inattentive, like playing with the taps. And yeah. It's fairly full of people.
Mairi walks in and she kind of like scoots her way past a group of boys going, go, 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 like chugging for some sort of stag do. Like one of them's getting married.
Oh, stag do like a bachelor party.
Yeah.
I thought like you were naming, party. I thought you were inventing a kind of fantasy mead. Stag do.
No.
It's like Jägermeister.
It's very good though. Stag do is also a bead.
It's canon.
In this universe now. Like, we gotta write that book. Dude.
Do the dude, dude.
Fuck, I wanna make a cocktail like that.
Do the do, dude.
Do the dough, stag. So, she walks past that, and then she, like, sidles up between this guy who's leaning way too far into this girl's face, who's clearly on an awkward first date.
Mm-hmm.
Just naming what I saw last night at work.
Totally fair.
But she's between them, and she...
Yeah, you, like, push these two people out of the way.
And I put both elbows on the bar, and I'm like, hi, can I get a menu?
You're kind of largely ignored, and the good-natured man is going to the tables and is like, girl, will you help the customer? It's like, I'm a boy now. It's like, oh, you were a girl yesterday. Yeah, but that was yesterday, weren't it?
It's good.
And they slosh over to you and eye you up and down. They're taller than you are. They're about like 5'8", 5'7", 5'8".
Cool.
And look you up and down and go, all right, what can I get for you?
Okay. Do you have any kind of meat pie?
Sure. We've got a shepherd's pie. Swimming in gravy, just the way I like it. Also, we're running a special today. The newest craze straight from Waterdeep, avocado toast.
I invented that. She whispers to herself. I really want a pie. Will you get me the pie with gravy?
Alright, if I remember to.
And a tankard of ale. She suddenly looks worried halfway through her sentence, because she's like, I'm so hungry, please.
She's, tat I can do. And, like, puts a mug underneath one of the taps and, like, lowers the cast candle and then wanders off into the kitchen.
Oh my god. Mairi sees it filling up, looks around. Everyone's really busy, right? She's gonna mage hand this beer over to her.
Actually, roll a stealth check. Let's see if you can do this subtly. No, sleight of hand. Sleight of hand.
So I die. 15.
This spectral talon emerges from your hand low to the bar and like creeps up and clicks off the tap and brings the flagon back to you.
Uh-huh.
And as you like get it back, you feel a hand on your shoulder, really heavy.
She's like lifting it to her lips and goes, and it like spills
Sloshes.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She puts it down, turns around. Who is it?
It is Three Strings Merrig.
I really thought you were going to say three kids in a coat.
It is three kids in a coat.
I was just trying to prepare myself for whatever adventure that was going to lead me to. I was really worried.
Someday. I haven't... I'll make a note of it. We'll get there. But no, this isn't Vincent Adultman. It's, it's your old bard friend from Waterdeep. Three strings. Hi. She
turns around. She goes, three strings, you beautiful idiot. Come here. She hugs him.
Yeah, he gives you a hug back. He goes, Myri, so good to see you. What are you doing here? Nobody's heard from you in rides.
Yeah, I was doing a job and then I got snatched. I've been in caves underground for rides and rides. I'm not even sure how much time has passed, really. But I sent a letter to Thanriel. Is he okay? How is everything? How's Waterdeep?
Everything's fine. I mean, Waterdeep is Waterdeep. Yeah, it'll keep on going with or without us.
Right.
Sorry, I'm so surprised to see you here. I thought... I did not expect to see someone from Waterdeep that, you know, didn't come with us. Are you here... Oh, it's really hard to...
Are you talking about the... She's, like, looking side to side. Capes with the feathers on them? Those guys?
I might be. Grab your drink. Come with me.
She follows him out. Or up.
Wait, did you want that pie or not?
Oh, wait! Three strings, wait! I have to get this pie!
You go, and you grab the pie.
She flips him a dragon, and then flips them, 20%.
This will do nicely, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, she's a mouthful of pie. Mm. Thank you. And she follows him up the stairs holding the pie and eating it as she goes. Ow, hot, ow.
You go upstairs and there's a less rowdy atmosphere up here. There's like booths and kind of, it's not crowded enough that they're really using the second story. There's a couple of dudes playing knuckle bones over in the corner. Three Strings sits down into a booth with you and sits across and goes... Yeah, no, remind me, you're a good woman, right?
Myri looks left, looks right. Yes. Yes.
Tight. Good. Well, I don't have a very good wisdom either, so I can trust you. Ren and I were sent here on official Harper business.
Ren's here? Here now?
Not...
Like this city?
Not here in the tavern, not in Red Larch. No, so we've...
cool. Not that I care.
Got a lot of reports.
Yeah, why would I?
I mean,
he's your friend.
It would make sense. You're...
Okay. Why are you here?
I'm a good man.
You?
Yeah. The whole time.
The whole time?
It's amazing what you pick up if you just hang out in bars and pretend to know a couple of chords.
That's why you're called Three Strings.
Yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time learning music because I'm busy trying to keep the realm together. Anyway, that's not the point. Mert received word that there were some disturbances going on in the valley. It started out like it was nothing, just a few odd weather reports. Normally that kind of stuff would go unnoticed, but then things began to change. Earthquakes happening in the area where there haven't been.
Right.
In addition to the weather being unseasonably dry, but with freak rainstorms coming in violently and then disappearing, the druids tried to explain this to me, but essentially that's not how weather should work. Anyway, it was enough to get a couple of agents. Ren came, as well as me, and we've learned that there's a couple of organizations that have popped up of late, seemingly all around the same time, which is unsettling. Well, it looks like it could be the influence of elemental cults.
Elemental cults? Not even associated with gods?
No, more like half-gods. Everything is composed of elements. Everything in the material plane is, at the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, some conflagration of fire, water, air, or earth. Mm-hmm. They all mix together in different ways and create the elements that we know in our life. However, in their purest forms, they're untouchable. So they're designated to their own planes, the planes of air, fire, earth, water, respectively. Elements themselves are no worse or better than they are here. You know, the air isn't evil. A rainstorm isn't trying to kill you. It's just raining. But there are dark expressions of these elements. These evil elementals occasionally work their influence into our realms. But it seems like, for whatever reason, here in Red Larch, all of the elemental evils are being represented at once, which is indicative of something darker. So I've been spending a lot of my time in the tavern trying to pick up odd rumors. Most of the men you saw downstairs, they're quarry workers. They're on strike.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, it speaks to elemental earth.
Right.
I don't know where the elemental water form is happening, but if you mentioned feathery cloak, something tells me you found the cult of elemental air.
I did.
How'd that go?
Not great. A tower flew off with me on it, and I had to fight a woman who had a lightning stick.
What do you mean, a lightning stick?
She had this spear that was imbued with lightning and wind.
He sits back and crosses his arms. What happened to it?
I left it up there. It sort of influenced me when I was holding onto it.
That's not great. He, like, shuffles in his bag and he pulls out a crude map of the area. He goes, would you be able to point out on this map where that is?
Yeah, I like show him where it was.
I'll get on this tonight. Ren is, well, he took it upon himself to investigate the cult of elemental fire.
What? Where's that?
He shows you on his map. He points to a spot not far from the spire where you were.
Or the Beatles?
Yeah, the not Beatles.
I know, we gotta name it.
It can't just be the bugs. I feel like that's been done.
I don't know. What's a D&D bug?
Myrie, you genius, you. Or Beverly, you.
We're all the same. It's all the same. We are Legion. Didn't we fight things in the Underdark that were bugs?
You had fire beetles, you had carrion crawlers.
The fire beetles isn't bad, though.
The fire beetles. Yeah, they're just the fire beetles.
That's good.
Great. I love it.
Cool. That won't be confusing for your campaign of elementals. Okay. Sorry. Sorted. Not far from the tower with the boys. Yes. Got it.
Well, a lot of the youth in this town, a lot of like the teenagers, have been drawn into the hills. Perfectly reasonable for a fire cult. They tend to attract impulsive, hot-headed...
boys.
Boys and girls.
And girls.
They went, you know, with the interest of partying, essentially. Dancing and drinking, and it's all started as harmless, but then none of them wanted to come back. Typical, again, right? Teenagers rebelling against their parents, spending time off in the hills, getting wasted.
Right.
Except that we already know that there are elemental cults at work. So Ren infiltrated that group. He joined posing as a druid, and...
I was going to say, certainly not a teen, right?
No, like, but like the teens are there, but also a lot of naturalists. They're posing as a circle of druids, the circle of the Scarlet Moon. They claim that they're studying the unusual weather patterns around here and trying to find balance to it. Naturally, members of the Emerald Enclave were concerned, but Ren, since we were already in the area, volunteered to go. That was almost a 10-day ago, and our correspondence has ceased.
Oh.
I'm worried about going up there without blowing his cover.
Right.
But seeing you here presents me with an interesting opportunity. I can't abandon my post to go searching for him. We're already doing the work of a handful of Harpers. We're understaffed. But here you are, coming out of the wild blue yonder.
Just when I think about it. So, Ren went and got himself undercover kidnapped, maybe, by these fire cult of impulsive people.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of fit right in. The red hair and the rash bravado.
Yeah.
The rakish audacity.
Pithy remarks. Smile. Yeah. I'll go get him.
Thank you. And I'll go see if I can't find this lightning stick. This, you said it's a spear?
Yeah. All right. Three strings. This was a... It was good to see you. Oh, sorry, under these circumstances.
No, of course, no. Really, it actually really is good to see you under these circumstances for me.
Yes, that's true.
When all this is over, we'll head back to Waterdeep together.
That'd be great.
Fantastic. Shoot,
Trevor,
I've been...
you're going to kill this guy so badly, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about. He's a nice person who's just helping you out of his own, promising you what you want.
You're going to kill this boy.
He looks at his wrist and goes, I've been on break too long. I got to go. I got to get back down.
Knock him dead, but like metaphorically.
Yeah, you too, but not. He heads downstairs and you hear, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Rain.
I've eaten. I'm rested. can I even listen to his set?
Sure. He plays a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire covers.
I love it. I hate it, but I love it.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to episode 39 of 1PD&D with Beverly Jean as Myri Stonedaughter and Trevor Wade as everyone else. Joshua Penn Pearson did the music, and this episode was inspired by the Wizards of the Coast story Princes of the Apocalypse. And a little bit from Waterdeep Dragonheist, I guess, because of continuity. Yeah, Victorio Kesslander isn't actually the dry flagon in the book. I just thought... You can figure out what I thought. You're smart cookies. And I bet your friends are smart cookies too. And I bet smart cookies love good podcasts. And what a coincidence. I happen to have one. And you should tell people about it, particularly your friends. Or if you don't have friends or don't care about them, tell strangers by giving us a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. Because you know this podcast is only as cool as its community. Oh, which reminds me, you can interact with us on social media at 1PD&D is the Instagram, hashtag 1PD&D on Twitter. That's 1 like the number, P like the letter, D like the letter, N like the letter, and D like the letter. I don't really have a lot to talk to you about this week. So yeah, we'll get right back to the episode then. Cool. Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, so you are leaving the helm at High Sun at the behest of Three Strings Merrig, who has let you know that there is something happening in the Sumber Hills.
There's something evils in them hills.
Very good. That's very good. You have a mark on your, like, you know where in the hills this place is going to be, but you don't have to go there immediately. You can still, like, buy potions or whatever it is you do in town.
Exactly.
Except you can't buy potions. You can't buy potions in this town because... magic's not great. But I will say that Merrig gave you two. He gave you two greater healing potions as like a it's dangerous to go alone, take these kind of thing.
I have one dose of Tom's. Ugh. Can I get a chicken sandwich to go?
Totally, bro. That's what it's there for. That's why we've got that drive-thru window.
I don't know why this is so important to me, but okay, I grab a chicken sandwich to go and I like wrap it up.
Where do you go? Do you go to Druth's or do you go to McDivers? Or Mandivers?
I think I go to Mandivers because they're going to have a better to go.
Yeah, girl, you chose your camp.
If I want to impress someone, I'll go.
Oh, if you want to, like, oh yeah, if you're going
to, like, date. Have a time.
Nah, girl, you're missing the whole point of it. You're going to have a date. Go to the fucking dive and, like, walk and talk with your chicken sandwich.
That's true. Oh, that's true. That's a good date.
Because the good date is going to be about the two of you. It doesn't matter what you're doing, and you might as well have the better food.
Chicken don't matter. It matters about the chick. We got it. We found it.
We'll get some cock. There it is. Okay,
oh,
bye.
Yikes.
Sorry,
no.
Cousins.
Yikes. Okay, I grab my chicken sandwich, and I head out on the road towards it, pulling my cloak around me so I look like a cool blackbird walking out of town.
You know the way blackbirds walk.
Like a African ground hornbill
okay.
Walking out of town.
Okay, zookeeper. All right. After some time walking through the hills, it is rugged going. Make a survival check.
Okay. I don't think I'm good at that. Oh, boy. 5.
Okay. You're wandering around the hills. They are dry and arid. As you're, like, trekking up one, you get to the top, and you rest against an oak tree, and you turn around and go, I think it's that way. And you hike on down the hill, and then you crest... to the top, and you rest on an oak tree, and you realize it's the same oak tree. Make a second survival check.
Can I climb a tree to get a better perspective so I can have a...
Yes, you can, and you can have advantage on this
check.
A
better roll, yes! Okay, athletics check for this climb?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Let's do that. Nope, yep, you have to now. Oh, you brought it up.
I'm awkward. 21.
Yeah, you ascend this tree like a squirrel.
I'd be such a good squirrel girl. Cast me. I don't think I'd be perfect. I think there are people that could do it better, but I could do a dang good one. God, I'm the worst. I'm going to work on that. That's on me. See? D&D is therapy. Okay, what am I doing? I'm advantaging this survival check.
So. Yeah, you're making a survival check with advantage.
15.
You are scanning the horizon with a single hand, shielding your eyes the way people do. And you spot a tower... a few hills away, and you can see it was difficult to spot because there's like a kind of smoke coming from it. But the smoke is actually what you recognize as what you need to be following. So you see the smoke, and you start heading that away. And now that you're looking for the smoke and distinguishing it from the clouds, you can see it more clearly. Okay, so you are now coming to the base of this hill that you have been following the smoke to get toward. You can see there's a path, actually, lining the way up it, and you can see the smoke of several campfires burning. It is now early evening. It's about 4:45, just to set the scene for where we are. But it's winter, so the sun is starting to set.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite, like, sunset yet, but that late afternoon before. It's a golden hour. You're here at golden hour. That's how you speak to somebody who lives in L.A.
Yeah. Are we MOS? Give me an apple box. Give me a half apple. You there. Coffee.
Like a juice box?
Apple box.
For a juice?
No. An apple box is a thing that you stand on when you're short or, like, put stuff on. And a half apple is half an apple box.
It's not a box of half apples. Just getting all brown and rotten while you're trying to deliver your lines. Visible through the haze that covers this hill is a square tower ringed by ruined walls. In front of the tower stands a giant wicker wooden man.
No.
Just calm down. Scattered on the slope below the tower are seven bonfires with tents clustered around them. Humanoid figures huddle near these fires. A trail leads up the hillside encampments. Also visible is a maypole with nude youths dancing and, like, running around it together the way you do for maypoles. Even though it's not May.
Yes, it's winter. I would like to... Also, May doesn't exist in this world? Question mark?
No, it doesn't. It's called something different.
Fantasy.
I'll tell you, it's Uktar right now.
I would like to sneak. Can I be, like, army crawling over the hill or whatever, or, like, through trees or whatever? I don't want to be seen by these folk.
You don't want to be seen by these dudes. Right. Make a stealth check.
22.
Okie doke. That's very good. Also, I think I should have given you advantage on that, too, because this whole area is very hazy. The smoke from all of these fires is creating that, it's kind of like, you know, it wouldn't set off a fire alarm, but, like, in your kitchen right before the fire alarm gets set off, where you're like, maybe we should open a window. It's that level of...
I pull out the bandana I bought earlier. I pull out that bandana and put it over my mouth and nose, so I'm full bandito.
You crawl past one of these bonfires, you know, army crawl.
And are the bonfires out, or are they fire?
Oh, no, they are lit. They are currently...
Copy.
They are outside, but
copy.
They are not
put
extinguished.
Out. Yes.
Yes.
Copy.
You can see four robed humans, two male, two female, chanting and swaying together as they stand around this bonfire. On the periphery of the firelight are two massive elk placidly chewing. They don't appear to take any notice of you.
Sorry.
No, that's sweet. Elk are wonderful.
I'm thinking a creature I can't see is cute, and that's what I'm laughing at.
Just, oh, look at him with
his antlers. I love him.
Physically cannot. You continue making your way up the hill. You can see the maypole is still a ways away. It's like way off to the west. But as you approach, there's now almost an intersection. Like, this is a nice little ridge. Most of the camps are set up here. Connected, I guess, would be the way to say that. Like, it's a little bit more populated.
Can I ask some questions?
Of course. Please do. Actually, always interrupt me to ask questions if you have them.
How big is this wicker man?
Enormous. I'd say...
Like, six stories type deal.
Not six stories. Like, two.
Copy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 30 feet high. 10 yards high.
Cool.
It is currently not burning. It is...
Correct.
Yeah.
Burning Man hasn't happened yet.
Burning Man hasn't happened yet. I was resisting the urge to say it because we did so much Burning Man and Neverlight Grove.
It's true.
But it's Burning Man. It's Burning Man. It's Burning Man.
Except less expensive.
Burning Man doesn't cost anything. It's
we
just
already
a
did this
system.
Bit. We already know.
I know.
the people know we know.
Yeah, now it's called a callback.
You're right.
Hollywood.
That's on me. $2,000 for comedy classes. Can't even remember.
Never count.
Oh, are the people wearing masks?
Good question. No, they are not. They're wearing hoods, many of them, but their faces are plainly exposed. Make a perception check.
Okay. It's been a long time. 10.
Yeah, nothing completely out of the ordinary about them. The one thing that you would say is it looks like a lot of them are on the younger side.
It's Myri. Yeah. This is what she does.
Yep.
She's just also oblivious sometimes.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, that's why she has a negative one
on the prize. Eye on the prize. I also none of the people you have seen so far are Ren. He sticks out.
I want to...
Like a ginger thumb.
God, don't remind me.
The ginger boys exist? I won't. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Not that. God.
You're mooning over somebody who doesn't
exist.
It's
in my brain. Elk can be cute. Ginger Tom Hiddleston can be hot. I want to look for a place that prisoners would be.
Oh, of course. Make an insight check, I'd say, first before I do anything else.
Copy. 13.
From your approach before you went sneaking around, all of these campsites looked pretty freestanding and open. None of them have, like, cages, except that's not actually true, because the one that you're approaching right now, you can see two men in robes standing around the bonfire, and on the other side of it, in a cage, with a peg pounded into the ground, is a brown bear, a grizzly bear.
No, I love him!
Yeah, there's a brown bear there in a cage. Other than that, though, there aren't any prison-looking areas. They all appear to be just tents. They all also look very bare bones. The bear still has fur and meat and blood and is breathing. They are minimalist. They look like traveling type.
Copy.
The people that you would expect to be burners if you didn't see them at Burning Man.
Yes.
This kind of thing.
People on the Pacific Coast Trail.
Yes. Yeah. Through hikers.
Yeah. Okay. No prison.
However, you can see sturdy walls, even though half of them are kind of in ruins, surrounding the tower up at the top of the hill where the wicker giant is.
Is he in the top of the tower or is he in front of the tower?
He's in front of the tower in like a kind of courtyard. Like, yeah, the tower overlooks him.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how spooky is this wicker man?
Fairly spooky. I mean, it's like, you can't make out facial features by any means, but it's this giant imposing, and also keep in mind, this is something Myri's never seen before. So it's like a giant doll made out of branches just standing there as the sun is beginning to set behind it, and kind of long shadows are being cast. So for me, scale of 1 to 10, I'd say a 3. For Myri,
Trevor just showed his hand on how many spooky wicker men he's seen. So
I did a lot of research for this episode.
Oh, cool. Let's keep looking for Ren amongst people and like head towards the tower because I assume more people will be over there.
Okay, you continue to crawl your way past the tower and up to the actual like crest of this hill. You prop yourself up behind a area of wall and you peer through. Beyond the ruins of walls ringing the keep's central tower is a courtyard cluttered with tents. A humanoid-shaped wicker giant, 2 stories tall, is here. 2 figures in robes stand near the wicker giant, their heads lowered in prayer. The tower itself is under repair, with wooden scaffolding some 30 feet high, stretching across the eastern and western sides. Lanterns hang from struts and poles attached to the woodworks. 2 guards with crossbows watch the courtyard from the scaffolding to the west, and rubble chokes a wide doorway, likely once the main entrance on the tower's southern side, closest to you.
All right, that puts us at 8 people I have to run through. Great.
Now you are above kind of everything else. You can turn around and see, scanning the hillside. There are no obvious paddocks or anything here. There's several other camps that you didn't get close to, but the maypole down there with the naked children. Not children, like teenagers. Barely legal. That's worse. Not worse, but it's still bad.
Jesus Christ, stop! Oh my God. Consenting adults who have not
consenting
ran
adults,
out into the world.
Consenting unemancipated adults, which
the
is
words
important.
Of my friend's wife, he's just a baby. Ah, luck, babies.
Oh no!
Such a funny bit, though.
That took a turn. That was like Parasite halfway through. It completely changed.
I haven't watched it. Don't say anything.
There's a twist.
Everyone's told me that. I already knew that.
Well, then I spoiled nothing. Also,
you've done
get
nothing.
Get on now. It, dude.
We've been waiting. Nathan had a very busy job. We're going to watch it together.
I'm just saying, we're at the point now. It's post-award season. People are going to start spoiling it in pop culture for you.
I've already seen things I shouldn't have seen.
I can't unsee.
Okay, I want to keep looking for Ren. There's scaffolding, wicker man, tower, campsite.
There's like, okay, so scaffolding and tower are like one area. For now, I'll divide it into two. There's campsites and there's tower.
Let's look in the campsites.
Okay.
I'm going to hope he's not in the tower.
You scan around the campsites. You can see folks dressed in robes. Some are cooking kebabs. You can see one with a woman playing the fiddle as 2 fairies are dancing around as she plays. She seems to be kind of in like a sweet mood. There's the folks around the maypole. And
are there any robes around?
Make an investigation check.
Let's stormtrooper it up.
I like where your head's at.
16.
Near the maypole, there is a pile of robes that have been discarded by naked youth. All of these consenting adults. Naked consenting adults.
But youth can be 20. So there's a pile of robes around these consenting adults who are naked.
Yes, and the shadows are gloaming, and it's already hazy as it is, and they're pretty into this whole running around.
What is gloaming?
Twilight, dusk.
Cool.
It's the border between our realm and the Fae. It's gloaming.
He just did jazz hands. None of you could see it, but I
I'm
did.
A big old nerd, and I got jazz hands, and these jazz hands shouldn't eat any of the food offered to
Stop.
Me.
Stop. Because Faye.
Do you have yes,
stars? You I need to watch that Orlando Bloom fairy show.
I thought you meant where I live. And I was like, yeah, they're up in the sky. I don't have light pollution.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I mean, heck yeah. Criff yeah. I see a pile of robes.
You see a pile of robes. All right. Come on, Bundles. Let's see if you can steal yourself a robe.
All right.
Make a stealth check.
I'm going to somersault towards them, grab a robe, somersault out, and be in a robe. I really hope.
Like somersault into the pile, and then somersault out.
No, I think I grab it, and you see it in my hand, and I'm looking at them to make sure none of them can see me, and then I somersault back, and I'm in a robe, standing up.
Yes, yes, yes. If you pull this off.
Oh, God, I want it. What am I rolling?
Stealth.
22 with luck.
Got you. Yeah, I saw you scribble something off and I was like, ooh, somebody's using a point of luck. Great. Okay. Yeah, their perception's pretty low. Anyway, you somersault in, and just as you described it, grab it, check in. They're all still like, and from that tree there grew a branch, and on that branch there was a nest, and in that nest there was an egg. And then you somersault back and you're wearing the robe.
Cool. I like put my hands together so my robey hands are like folded in front of me, and then I walk towards the camp. So now where can I search?
Okay, you're on the edge of the hillside there. I keep being tempted to say forest, but I should be very clear, there are no trees anywhere on this hill. What little wood there has been in this area has been collected and assembled into hominid form. So you are facing downhill. To your right is the camp with the fiddler and the little sprites dancing around the bonfire, and to your left is the one with the bear.
Oh, I love him. We'll go towards the bear.
Okay, great.
And look for a wren.
Sure, sure, sure. Do you approach openly, like you're just walking? Like, do you come down onto the path and walk in, or are you sneaking in around this camp?
It's a good question, because I'll walk. Then I'm going to have to answer questions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stealth for a while and listen into what people are saying. Sorry, Trevor's voices. Just to make sure, just to hear some keywords so that when I eventually do become a in disguise person, I can know what I'm talking about.
That's very clever. There's two of them, and like the bear is kind of like sleeping. It's resigned itself to being in this cage. It's not like brr, brr, brr.
And he's brown.
As you get closer, there's like a sniff of a... But it's just like, it's more people smell.
Joke's on you. You just told me they're people.
they are.
Got
adult people. Two of them are here. One of them, like, these ones are older dudes and they're wearing robes. They're not teenagers. They're like kind of watching the maypole a little bit intently. And one of them turns to the other and goes,
all right, then what time do you think the rite's going to be getting off? Well, they said it was going to be happening right at sunset, so I imagine it'll be in the next hour or so. All right. Strange, isn't it? Call it Scarlet Moon Hall, but we're not worshipping the moon. They're all worshipping fire. Well, yeah, no, it's because the smoke rises, and that makes the moon look red when it comes up. So the full moon tonight is going to look... Actually, you can kind of see it on the other side of the hill. And you can see also there's a... like the moon...
I think I'm behind them, and he turns around to point, and I go, oh, and I like
yes,
and you somersault around him. Yeah. So I'm behind him on the other side, like in plain sight, but just like, oh.
Completely in plain sight, like exposed by their bonfire, but he's like pointing the other way, and they're both looking at the moon.
And then they turn back around, and I roll back the other way to like behind this tent.
Make an acrobatics check. I want to see if you can.
Eight.
Okay, you. Go to somersault back around. You could have just said walked. You go to somersault back around and you...
Why would I walk?
When you can somersault, I know. And here we are in the middle of winter. It's a Midsommar salt.
This is good.
Did you see Midsommar?
Midsommar, no.
Yeah, okay, cool. Continue to love him. Don't worry about him. You catch yourself on your robe and, like, stumble and fall, and they turn to look and they go, are you all right there?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Sorry, I don't think we've seen you around. I'm Wygolf. That's Storl.
Hi, Wygolf, Storl. Yes, I've been keeping it in my tent mostly.
Oh, sure, yeah. After you've had your fill of dancing and drinking, it's hurry up and wait, right?
Right.
Yeah, all right, so what circle do you hail from?
Well, wait, aren't you guys in the... Which... What's that circle? You guys are in the... circle of the...
Oh, we're in the circle of the Scarlet Moon, of course.
Right. Well, me too. That's what the rite's tonight, right? Scarlet Moon. Fire, smoke.
You're just joining the
circle.
Yeah. We thought you might have been one of those druids. Make a persuasion check. I'm not just going to let you get away with this shit.
The best part about this game is when I persuade Trevor in real life to just keep going. Because we like acting together. And that is my favorite moment. That is the true luck. 25? I don't know.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we thought you were one of those other, you know, other looky-loo druids coming in to see what all...
The ones with the masks?
...the fuss was about. Don't know what masks you're talking about.
Oh, never mind. They must have had a weird face.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you know.
And we're not here to judge.
No, of course not.
Everybody is a part of nature and all that and stuff that we say.
Yep.
We're here, same as you, waiting for the festival to start.
All right, well, I'll see you guys at the festival, am I right?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, have you seen another Luskin? I was supposed to go deliver a message to him, and I just don't know where he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ingolf. I haven't seen him yet today, but he's been around. A friend of yours.
No, I'm just supposed to deliver a message.
You kind of look like, I'm guessing your brother.
Oh, no, I mean, that's... Sure. Aren't we all brothers?
We are all brothers, are we?
Anyway, I give him a big hug.
Yeah, he pulls you into a big hug, and like Wygolf goes and like gets in there, and he goes, "Do you want to join the two of us for a drink, then?"
I've
forgotten what my voice sounds like.
Honestly, I thought about doing an accent, and I was like, "Not today. I've had too much of a day. I cannot." No, it was so great to like meet you guys formally. I'll see you at the right, but I really got to take care of some things before it happens. You know, you gotta clear your schedule so you can party right. Get it? Like, yeah, R-I-T-E.
No. Oh, R-I-T-E. Oh, that was really... She's a funny one. I look for... Well, look, when things start actually kicking off and things are burning, like, you and I, we gotta hang out. All right?
Sounds good. I do a... Like, the... I think a medieval... is like a haunting horn. I do that. Wow, it's so good.
That's a wonderful idea.
Then I leave these two loons.
Oh, yeah, that's totally hot. Oh, man. Did you see that girl? Yeah, she was lit. I liked her.
All right. I'm going to go find Ingolf.
If I think you leave this camp and then you hear a ding, ding,
okay.
Ding.
Cool.
Because we already had one NPC conversation. We don't need another one. Uh-huh. And you see, sure enough, the sun is beginning to set as the moon is beginning to rise. And the moon looks red through the haze of this, the smoke from these fires, as the sun is getting more umbered as it begins to set. They almost look like twins for a moment, but kind of offset. Mm-hmm. And you see all of the folks making their way up the hill toward the tower.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's going?
Everybody's going.
All right, cool. I gotta look normal. So I'm gonna...
Hell yeah, peer pressure, dude.
I'm gonna follow everybody, but try and stay to the outer edge. I can be kind of in the middle, but to the left, and when everyone, like, gathers around,
yeah, you don't
want to
be, like, front and center.
Yeah, great. For sure.
Okay.
Scanning faces for Ren as I go.
Oh, most definitely. You come up to the courtyard, and you're standing now in front. You're kind of all gathering instinctually around the Wicker Giant. That's kind of the focal point, when you can see a man descending the scaffolding. He's dressed in robes that are not a brilliant scarlet, but kind of a ruddy brownish red, and he walks on a staff as he makes his way down with this and you hear somebody whisper, "The dry flagon, he's here."
Drive wagon?
Dry flagon. Oh, he's so hot. Oh, everything about this is hot.
Oh, I see now. and I hate it.
You did this.
I didn't do this.
We did this together. Oh. You're part of it, though. You're culpable.
Oh, God. He's right.
You're culpable as Calipers. Oh, God.
I have to leave. I'm seeing him. No sign of Ren? Really? He's not one of these robes?
Make a perception check, now that the crowd has all gathered.
Five.
Okay. Yeah, no, you don't recognize him as you're looking around. But, and also, as you're looking around, some of these robed figures hand you a torch, and like a lot of them are carrying torches as well.
I'm just mad because I have a mask of many faces and I'm upset.
And that you're wearing a disguise that you went and found and got, and you didn't use your magic.
I didn't use my magic.
You're a bad witch, but you're not an evil witch.
I'm not the worst witch.
No, a worst witch would be delicious though right now.
I'm the okay witch by Emma Steinkellner. Go buy it. Okay. Right.
You are handed a torch. A lot of the people in this crowd are now holding torches. Oh, also, one of the people in this crowd is like, has anyone seen my robe?
He's like naked. He's just covering himself.
He's like shirt cocking it, but...
What does that mean? I've never heard that phrase.
Shirt cocking is when a gentleman wears typically a t-shirt and nothing else.
Got it.
He's like kind of looking around, but like, shh, quiet, Dan. And this man gets to the bottom of the scaffolding. He grabs one of the torches hanging on the scaffolding itself and walks toward the Wicker Giant. It takes you a moment before you recognize Victorio Casalanter.
Oh, no.
He wears poor clothes and he carries a pipe. His opulent hair has been shorn short and is no longer the rich sable it was in Waterdeep, but an ashy gray. So he like sets down his torch and like sticks it into the ground survivor style so it stays. Mm-hmm. And he takes the hand with his pipe in it and holds it in front of him with his thumb up. And then with the other, he makes a crescent and places it atop his thumb, creating kind of like an inverted bowl with like a stem coming down from it. Mm-hmm. Several of the druids around you do the same, but not all of them. And then he speaks. In my previous life, before I was reborn from the ashes, I was wicked and malformed. I was a greedy man, obsessed with gold, with money. And as a result of my avarice, I lost everything. First, my eldest son, then my two youngest. My wife left me, and I was left destitute. I abandoned my home and headed south. It was amidst the blood-stained gutters of Baldur's Gate that I first saw Our Lady of Eternal Flame dance. I was enraptured, as many of you no doubt were the moment you saw her, a beacon in a cave. I forsook my gold and my miserly ways and dedicated myself to her service. When she felt the call of the all-consuming fire, it was I that paved the way for our humble group to the Sumber Hills.
Does everyone look like they're yucking this up? Like they're all believing it?
They've already peed out the Kool-Aid. They've been drinking so much. Some of the people are like listening, just kind of like you would at your first time at
a church. Are they dressed different? Are they these other druids that the guy was mentioning?
Yes, but they're not dressed differently. They're still wearing the robes that they were handed, but you can tell like the woman with the fiddle is like, the fiddle's not there, but she's like listening politely. All of the teenagers who are 18 or 19 and the 20-year-olds who I'm going to call teenagers.
They are.
All of the impressionable youth are like hanging on his every word. Mm-hmm. Being like, hot, hot, totally hot. He pauses and then surveys the groups of youths and druids staring up at him. He smiles and then speaks again. Those of us who have felt the warmth of Our Lady know how alluring her glow is. It attracts all sorts, not all of whom seek purity as we did. We have amongst us a spy. As a matter of fact, a rat from the streets of my own home.
Oh, God. Is it me or is it him? I don't know.
His eye lingers on you.
No.
Then passes. A youth of noble birth. And he sweeps back an arm as two druids, let's be honest, cultists, as two cultists bring forth Ren from the tower.
Damn it.
He's been bruised and his skin is red and shiny as recently burned. His hair is brilliant and orange as the flames of the torches the crowd is holding. One of his eyes is swollen shut. Choking, as I once was, in the decadence of wealth.
Myri, like, jumps forward and, like, gasps and realizes that it's a tell and, like, turns it into just coughs.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, acts casual again.
A wee golf hands you, like, a flagon of something and he goes, yeah, there's a lot of smoke in the air.
Yeah. She pretends to drink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
choking as I once was. Very appropriate cover, Mary. Choking as I once was in the decadence of wealth. But as the wildfire comes to cull the overgrowth of the forest, so too do we bring our flame to clear the brush of the rich. Take him to the giant.
Is he bound?
He is bound.
By rope or by chain?
Pardon me.
Power of suggestion! Because I coughed in the game.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well done. Please try to use your power of suggestion to not compromise our audio in the future.
Okay, fair enough. And by suggestion, I mean magic. What?
Tell you what, because I know which one you want it to be. If you spend a luck point, he will be bound by rope. If you don't, he is bound by chain.
That's funny, because I'm good at both. Because I can pick a lock.
Oh, sure.
And I can cut a rope. So it really is up to you.
He's bound by chain if they forged themselves.
Oh, cute. Very
special for the occasion. He's like groggy and like, you know, not kind of in and out of consciousness.
Oh, no.
And they're bringing him toward the back of the wicker giant.
The back of it?
Yeah.
Are there any bees?
Bees!
I had to do it.
Bees!
Oh, gob, the bees.
No more than there would be
naturally. Bee check?
Quick bee check. Make a survival. No, there are no bees.
It was a really good roll, so no bees.
I trust and believe you.
Okay, they're bringing him to the back. Are they about to tie him up to a pole? Post hole digger? Digs hole for posts?
No, there's not a stake. But as a matter of fact, from where you're standing, you can see the base of a small ladder at the back of this wicker giant.
They're going to climb up it?
Theoretically? They could.
Okay. Here's what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
Because they're going to take him up there. Presumably, this is what I'm getting from what's happening. Tell me if Myri doesn't get that, because maybe I'm jumping.
Okay.
They're going to take him up there and then burn him with the Wicker Man.
Yeah, no, I think Myri can figure that out.
Okay, great. I'm going to make a distraction while I mage hand pick the lock of Ren's stuff.
Got you. Okay.
So I want to speak and then also be creating an ally in the making. That's my goal.
Okay. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
He's just said, take him to the giant.
Can I change my face under this robe with my disguised self?
Yeah, I think you could do that. People aren't really paying attention to you.
Sick. I'm going to do that. I'm going to look like, ooh.
Whatever you want.
I know.
Possibilities are endless.
Wow.
This is, yeah, you've started a Bethesda game before where you spend the first 2 hours
yes,
of play fucking around
right
in
now.
The mirror.
I'll stay human so I'm not changing my height. And let's just say I look like, who's fun? Can I be Lee Pace?
Yeah, you can. Odd pull.
I love Lee Pace. Follow him on Instagram. All of his pictures are him just looking like thirst trap and being like, I guess I'm in Captain Marvel. Like all of them. It's amazing. He just like drops his next movie in a thirst trap picture. It's great.
What a monster.
I love it. So anyway, I'm thirst trap Lee Pace. And I go, I'm sorry. Who is this? Are we about sacrifices now? I didn't know that was part of the deal.
We've always been about sacrifices. Everybody looks at you like
yeah, sacrifice is like the main thing.
Meanwhile, I'm
like, we're gonna burn the unworthy.
I'm mage handing my little Ravenclaw to
how many episodes did it take for us to fucking get that?
I never said it because we're smart, we see talent. But Ravenclaw, and I am my little ghost Ravenclaw is taking a lockpick and going behind Ren.
Like one of yours? Like you're passing it off?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know. Doesn't it seem like that doesn't make us good men and women, right?
He is the one who is not good. The rest of us have been purified. We have all undergone the rite in one way, shape, or form. But he is to be set as an example. Let his burning burn the rich the world over. And people, like, cheer and, like, shout and, like...
Look, I'm not saying I want to stop the fire. It's not like I never want to see the embers. Like, never ember evers. But I might be more wanting for the cause if I knew the extent of this man's crimes, besides that he was just rich...
Does a man need more crimes than that?
He, Ren, that is, groggily looks up and goes, like,
trying to, like, coming together and piecing the code together. Mm-hmm. He, like, is scanning the crowd, looking for whoever said that.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm the kind of person who can drink two pear ciders, you know what I mean? I'll go out of my way to eat a cupcake, but setting a whole man on fire? I guess it makes sense. But can you explain to me exactly the reward we're gonna get from... What was her name? I'm sorry. I wrote down so many things.
Our Lady of Eternal Flame.
Our Lady of the Eternal Flame.
The flame is its reward. I understand that many were invited here today to see the glory of the fire, and that you have not yet been shown its wonderful purpose. We must burn this symbol of civilization, of humanity's grasp on the good earth, in order to restore the natural balance to this place.
I'm going to start walking towards him, too. I'm going to start closing distance. But yes, make a something.
Sleight of hand check with your mage hand.
Oh, please do well. That's a nat 20.
Holy shit.
Thank you, new die. Oh, feels so good. Oh, washed over me. Like a warm rain.
As the manacles slip off, Ren goes, Myri?
Dude.
You did so good with all your hints that he got it. Dumb. And what is your spell save DC?
15.
Victorio Castellanter looks at you, and the disguise fades away for him. He says, you...